Once upon a time, in a cozy little town called Leek, there was a lively little boy named Ernie. Ernie was known for his boundless energy, always jumping around, and his love for animals. His best friends in the whole world were Poppy and Daisy, two golden retrievers who lived with his Auntie Claire. One sunny afternoon, Ernie was visiting his Auntie Claire. As he arrived, Auntie Claire excitedly beckoned Ernie over to the garden and exclaimed, "Look what I've got in the garden, Ernie!" To Ernie's surprise, he saw a large, strange-looking bath set up right in the middle of the lawn. Chuckling to himself, Ernie said,
"I'm glad I don't have to doggy paddle outside."
Auntie Claire laughed heartedly and teased, "Oh, but we're going in there tonight." Ernie's eyes widened in horror. The thought of having a bath in front of Auntie Claire's neighbours made him blush.
"No way," he thought.
As soon as Auntie Claire was busy in her studio, Ernie whispered his plan to Poppy and Daisy. He put on his rainbow woolen hat, quietly slipped a lead on Daisy, and with Poppy's help, they sneaked out to escape the dreaded backyard bath. Riding on Daisy like a little pony, with Poppy scampering behind, they made a beeline for freedom. However, the dogs had a different plan and darted round to the field behind Auntie Claire's house before Ernie could stop them.
"No, Daisy, my home, not playtime," he cried,
but it was too late.
Splash!
Into the puddles, the mud, and everything else that made a little boy and two dogs grubby. Suddenly, Auntie Claire appeared, slightly panicked.
"Ernie, what are you doing on the field? You know it's naughty and dangerous to run off," she exclaimed.
Ernie, his rainbow hat, now a sad shade of mud, protested.
"I don't want to have a bath in front of your neighbours."
Seeing his upset, Auntie Claire softened and chuckled.
"Ernie, that's not a bath. It's a jacuzzi, a mini spa. It's warm and it has bubbles. You don't go in there nude."
Realising his misunderstanding, Ernie's fear turned into curiosity.
"So I don't have to have a bath in front of your neighbours?"
"No, you Wally, but you absolutely do need a bath now," Auntie Claire laughed. After a proper bath indoors, Ernie donned his trunks, and together with Auntie Claire, he experienced the magical mini spa. The water was warm, bubbly, and so delightful that Ernie never wanted to get out. And so, dear listener, Ernie learned a valuable lesson that day about trust and courage. Sometimes, what we fear might just turn out to be something wonderful if we give it a chance and trust those who care for us. Good night, little dreamer. As you drift off to sleep, remember, like Ernie, to face your fears with a brave heart, and you might just find joy in the most unexpected of places.